A big anniversary is approaching for, I suppose we could call it a talking magazine, I'm sure we can expand on that though, in Scotland. We've got John Kavanagh with us to talk more about Playback. And John, you've been involved with Playback for quite a while now. Not since the start, I'll hasten to add.
Not since the very start, but there was a lot of people from the BBC and Radio Clyde who were involved in Playback historically. And at some point in the 90s, through some of those people, I was asked to do readings for Hi-Fi magazine, ABC Hi-Fi, because if you gave a Hi-Fi magazine article to the best script reader in the land, they'd go, what is this rubbish? You have to be a la mode to do it. So after I'd done those for a while, Playback was looking for a new presenter, and my name came into this, and I was introduced to Peter Fraser. I think I met him in passing, but I came in, try out, see what happens. And it really was a great thing, because I got very attached to it quite quickly, and I'm still there. And that's, I've been there from just over half the history of the magazine, which this month, as you say, marks 50 years of Playback. It started in May 1976. There you go.
Staggering milestone turns.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, now, even for Blending Partially Sighted people, there's so much out there in terms of, you know, getting your audio, getting your information, getting your entertainment, that organisations like Playback still absolutely have their place, although you have to kind of adapt with the times, but you're still there.
Yeah. And the history of it goes back much further. It goes back to the late 1950s and what was known as tape sponding, where people had reel-to-reel tape recorders and were in tape recording clubs and sent these things through the post. And then it developed through a magazine called Glasgow Sound, which ran up to when Playback started. Playback had its own dedicated studio via the Society for the Blind in St. Vincent Street, which some listeners, I'm sure, will remember. I don't. I wasn't there. And then it evolved across time and formats and technology to what we still have today.
So, big milestone. There must be, even for yourself, a lot of highlights over the years that kind of spring to mind.
Gosh, yes. Personal highlights for me would be the very first thing that Peter Fraser asked me to record, which was a feature on the Sharmanka Kinetic Sculpture Gallery. And that became part of my life, and I still organise monthly music events in Sharmanka. So it's an incredible place on Trongate. I recommend anyone to go and have a try at that. Then there was the Britannia Panopticon Music Hall. I met Judith Bowers, who became a pal straight away. She has now recorded her first novel for John Green, Through the Wall, in the Playback service. So there's a talking book of that available. And she's guest on the 50th anniversary edition. So there's a nice cyclic thing going on there for me. Another highlight for me would be when I was doing my book on the early days of Pink Floyd, the Syd Barrett era of Pink Floyd. I was interviewing Nick Mason, Pink Floyd's drummer, and he had brought out a new book which was called Into the Red, about his vintage car collection. And it came with a CD of Nicky's cars. So if you wanted a recording, high quality recording of a 1930s Bugatti going vroom, vroom, vroom. So obviously, Playback. Come on, Nick. So Nick Mason, the Pink Floyd, was one of our guests on Playback 2. And more recently, Brian West brought us to the Glasgow Vintage Vehicle Trust, a.k.a. Bridgeton Bus Garage. And that was just magical, being among all the old buses and things. It's great stuff. And one I must mention, which isn't mine, and I've still to hear this, was a feature that the legendary Margaret Cowie made at a circus. And I've yet to find this in the archives. And Peter had the idea that, well, what does a blind person make of it when you say an elephant? Mm. So he invited Margaret to go on the Ultimate Touch Tour and feel the elephant. Wow. And describe it. And that's somewhere in the Playback archives too, Margaret and the elephant.
That would be an interesting one to hear.
When I find it, you bet it's going to be back in Playback.
It's a great. I know you guys are going to be celebrating this, the team involved in reaching this milestone as well. And it still continues. I mean, formats, I suppose, change. You mentioned reel to reel earlier. It'll have gone through a whole load of changes in terms of how people actually get and enjoy the content.
Initially, Playback was on cassette. And at one point, there were many thousands of cassettes being duplicated each month. The service expanded through, and still does, talking versions of the Daily Record, Sunday Mail, Scottish Field, and Which magazine, I think, are the core ones now. But it also did things like audio versions of, let's say, the prospectus for Duncan of Jordanston College, or Bank of Scotland's legal terms. These things were committed to tape, and big things like the Glasgow Garden Festival, say, things like that. Tape materials were made by Playback. And so cassette was a core thing, but then we've gone through Daisy format CD, USB, and I think probably now most people listen online. There is the future development to head towards a podcast version with more archive stuff. I think Frances McGuire is going to be looking over that with her esteemed gaze. And yet we still continue to serve a small handful of people who want cassettes.
Wow.
There's a cassette copier there, and as long as it still works, we still copy cassettes for those people. And we keep saying, hey, it's getting a bit worn out now, your cassette recorder. You could have a free USB player. You could join the USB stick thing. And no, want my cassette.
Still want the old
cassettes. Want my cassette. So long as they are happy with the cassettes, we will try and keep serving them with cassettes. But how long that can go on for?
I do remember we went on air in 2003.
Yeah.
VIP on air at the time, and it was Insight Radio, and it's R&B Canary Radio back in the day. And I remember Peter being here for the launch of it all. And he did sort of interviews for Playback on the station, you know, where it was starting from, what the hopes were going to be. But a radio station that had been discussed for a long time, even within Playback.
Well, gosh, yes. There are things that people take for granted now which came from Playback. And you just think, audio description in theatres, that's always been there. Well, actually, no, it started with Playback. And VIP On Air and what became Insight then, R&IB Connect. Of course, R&IB is the big brand, so that's the story now. But if you go back, Playback was hugely instrumental in the development of the start of VIP On Air. And if you go back into the paper archive, which I have done recently, I've been entrusted by both Playback's committee and Shona, Peter's niece, to go through all the archive stuff and prepare it for the National Library at Kelvin Hall. So there's going to be a permanent legacy of Playback represented in our National Library, which is great. But some of the stuff I found going right back to the late 1970s, there was talk about a dedicated radio station. And so that's a part of the history as well.
Wow. I'll just hasten to add, I was in primary school in the mid-70s. Early stages of primary school as well.
He hastens to add.
It's just at a nursery, it's at a playgroup. And I suppose over that 50 years, you know, people come and go. People come and they give their time, they volunteer. And again, that's still something, I suppose, which Playback, like many charities, look for, is just that turnover of volunteers, bringing maybe fresh ideas and new blood.
Yes, and always very open-minded to new contributors and stuff like that. It had a history which involved, I mentioned people from BBC Radio Clyde. People would remember, for example, Mike Riddick from Radio Clyde was someone whose involvement with Playback across time. But at the moment, and this is where I shoehorn a plug into proceedings here, our long-term treasurer has decided that she wants to give up that post. And who can blame her after such a long time being treasurer? It's not that onerous, I should say. It's not as much of the rate of transactions as it used to be. It's much simpler now than it used to be. See, I'm selling it before I come to the punchline here, which is we are looking for a new treasurer. And if any one of your listeners fancies becoming Playback's treasurer and would like to talk to us about this, we would like to hear from them. So there's an opening if somebody's listening going, hey, I'm good with figures.
Get involved. Well, we talked a bit about Playback and the history and things, but for yourself, John, what keeps you at Playback?
I was fired up by the interest of those early features that Peter asked me to record. I was sustained by the open-mindedness of it as well, because if I came in and said, hey, I've got this friend who is doing stuff about psychogeography, oh, what's that? Let's have a feature for Playback. I've got a friend who's a music therapist, and she deals with people who are perhaps non-verbal, traumatized. That great, let's have her on for Playback. So it was very open-minded, as well as all the stuff about information for VIP the community, it was very open-minded to new ideas and unusual stuff, and that kept me sustained. And then eventually, when Peter Fraser, who was the leitmotif of Playback, he was there from the start, when Peter's health declined, because I had my equipment for my voiceover work and my Soundwave radio show and all the stuff I do, I'm like, okay, I can manage to keep this going until Peter comes back. And then I sort of settled into a rhythm of doing it. And then gradually, like, well, yeah, can't do that. You know, I
got you.
Yeah, you know, and it's part of my fabric, I suppose.
Well, it's as you said, it's a fantastic milestone to reach, and a rich content over those decades, and no doubt the decades to come as well.
I hope.
If people would like to find out more about Playback, or perhaps, you know, they may be interested in becoming the treasurer, that little plug from earlier, what are the best ways to get in touch?
Well, there's playback.org.uk, which is our comprehensive website where you can listen to the magazine too, playback.org.uk. There was an old website that had a hyphen in it, which, if you have that, it still works and directs you to the new website, but that's the one now. And really, the point of contact, I should have written down Brian West's phone number here. Actually, this is good. So I'll just give you the Playback number. And if you call the office of a morning and get John Green, who's another fantastic stalwart figure of the Playback service, he can direct you towards all that you need to know. So that's 0141 334 2983, 0141 334 2983. And I usually refer to you folks through here as our friends through the wall, but today Playback is my friends through the wall.
Well, listen, congratulations on achieving the milestone. No doubt many decades still to come, John, and thanks for telling us all about it on RNIV Connect Radio.
Thank you.